the specific threat is a very credible threat, and the threat is not targeted at the entire Federal Capital Territory. It's a specific threat targeted at the transport sector. But the good news is the fact that this plot was uncovered and uncovered quite timely. And I want to reassure citizens that there's no need for them to begin to panic. The security forces are working around the clock to ensure that they effectively neutralize and deal with this issue. We're leaving no stone unturned in this regard, and we're just asking citizens to remain perpetually alert and vigilant and report any suspicious movement, suspicious object, and suspicious activities within their area to the security forces.
How has the public reacted in terms of cooperating with the police in some of these investigations that you are conducting in order to thwart these planned attacks?
The cooperation has been massive. Nigerians have risen in unison, in total solidarity with the security forces, with the federal government, and with the relevant agencies that are saddled with the responsibility of providing internal security. We've been getting massive cooperation from citizens in terms of information and all forms of cooperation. And we are positive that with this new wave of unity, with this new wave of togetherness, we will come out stronger and better as a people and as a nation, and we will overcome the threat of terrorism, not just within our borders, but also within the entire continent.
There are concerns that the transport industry specifically is a soft target to some of these militants, and that although police bolstered security in some of these areas, more need to be done. What do you say to such concerns?
The concerns about terrorism is not a concern that is limited to Nigeria. The fact that 9/11 occurred in the United States did not kill the aviation industry. What the United States and authority and other aviation experts elsewhere in the world simply did was to step up security and to pick up lessons learned from 9/11 and try to devise means of further deepening the security within the aviation sector. The fact that the transport services were attacked in London on 7 July did not kill the London metro line. It did not kill the transport system in London and in other parts of the United Kingdom. The people of Great Britain simply came together, worked with their government, worked with their security forces, and they walked past that history. The fact that a train station was attacked in Madrid did not destroy the train industry or the transport sector of Spain. And so this threat that has not even manifested, I mean, this threat that we uncovered even before it was actualized, will not destroy the transport system in Nigeria. We will work together with our people. We will work together with our citizens. We will work together with government at all levels to ensure that we neutralize this threat and that life and businesses in Nigeria will continue. We are building a country that is developing a strong resilience. We are building a country that is developing a strong response mechanism to the issues of threat associated with terrorism and other forms of criminal activities. And I can assure you, we will overcome. We will not be intimidated. We will not give up. And we will not hand over our country to a criminal band.